Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today is one of our favorite guests, my personal favorite, Vanessa Orr, the lady who talks like a doctor. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, hi, Vanessa. You're my favorite, too.
Before the show,
well, hi, Barbara.
It's
my honor to be here.
Before the show, we were talking about, because I think this is interesting, because both me and Barbara have been having pain in our backs. And I've been having, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but it's like I can't put on my underwear without sitting on the bed. I have to sort of, you know, put on – it takes just some strain to put on my shoes. I mean, I know I'm 47, but I'm not, like, old. It's just that
right. You
said something to the effect of it being an attack.
Mm-hmm. People can have negative thoughts. That's why I caution people – that when they have a thought, make it a good thought. Because when you make it a bad thought, you can change that thought to a good thought. But when people don't do that, when they consistently create bad thoughts and they string it with another bad thought, those thoughts become weaponized against the people that the person is targeting. And when that happens, that energy is like a sword, an energetic sword out in, you know, the ethers out in astral plane, and it has to go somewhere. You have when a person has a negative thought about another person, that energetic stored from the thought is programmed because they keep thinking very negatively, and it will land in the auric field, through the auric field and into the body of the target. It is a real thing. It's why people get ill. It's why there's disease. It's why there's headaches, migraines. Headaches and migraines are, like the back, are when you have those, are results of psychic attack. Yes, it's stress, but that stress is generated by something. It's an outlier that is accessing the auric field of the target. For example, Barbara was mentioning that she had a back issue. It's making it difficult to work out. And then I'm also picking up, when we talked earlier, that, you know, there's headaches and migraines. These are results of very negative thoughts from people who are thinking very negative things about you.
So
well,
can you start with us? We can do that to ourselves with negative thoughts, but also other people. And are they close to us, or can they be far away?
Close and far away.
Okay, because I'm always doing positive thoughts, especially lately with being busy and having so much fun being so busy and working and shooting. So it must be somebody else.
Yeah, I get that.
People
have thoughts, and their thoughts become things. And when thoughts become things, I always tell everybody, make it a good thought. When people have bad thoughts, and Jonathan and I have talked about this a lot, I tell clients to cancel that thought, cancel those negative words. Because
pink,
in
white,
as much
pink,
as people, yes, cancel, pink, white is, and again, I have to give Pat Longo credit for this. She's written books, and she's a teacher on energy, and she's a healer. So she and I have, She brought this to my attention a couple of years ago, and then she wrote it all up in a book that came out last year. But anyway, when people are speaking negativity about someone else, that not only do they make their target ill, they make themselves ill. And that's guaranteed, because it's just like if you shoot an arrow, you have the bow, you have the arrow. You're going to have residual energy of launching that arrow that has to stay with the person that launched the arrow. Yes, your arrow will land on its target because that's your intention. You will be successful at that. But at the same time that you are intending and saying negative things about someone else, you too will become ill. And that's what people don't realize.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, not to cut you off, but I mean, it's, is there anything that me and Barb could do because to get our, to clear our back stuff?
Things that I can do is that I would call in your auric field here with me. And I don't have to be there. This is called long-distance Reiki healing. And it's amazing how it works here. I mean, the things that I get to see, I get a front row seat to awesomeness all day long. I call in your energies, and I double-check with a pendulum if your energies finally aggregate here. Then I begin the session, and I clear. And it doesn't take long at all. And I start clearing with Reiki healing. I'm an attuned Reiki practitioner, so I invoke healing into your auric fields that are here. And let me just tell you how I do it. I summon your auric fields here, your energy fields, and I actually place them in a teddy bear. So that, you know, the teddy bear is a teddy bear because the teddy bear, you know, has the anatomy of arms and legs and a head, right?
Okay.
A tummy, a back. I could use a pillow. I can use anything. I don't have to use anything at all. I have a little teddy bear, and I will place the energies in there, and I can actually use a pendulum and ask, are these Barbara's energies that are summoned here? And I can get a yes or a no. Are these Jonathan's energy fields that I have summoned here? And what I'm doing is I'm confirming the process of the healing, the Reiki healing here. And I will begin the process of clearing out all of the energy that does not belong in your auric fields. And I replace that energy that I push out that's hurting you, that's negative, that's causing headaches, that's causing backaches, for example. And I replace it with infused Reiki energy, Reiki healing energy.
Okay.
Then.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Well, I mean, you know, I guess for some reason it seems kind of odd that both me and Barbara are going through the same thing. Does that seem odd in a way? Don't you think, Barbara?
Well, I did not know that you were having more back issues than normal, Johnny.
But you understand, in a way, I'm not surprised if you get my drift.
Yes, I do get your drift, but I also think it could be something else because when I was shooting, that's when I started to get the slight headache at the end of the shoot, then took something. When I got home, ibuprofen, woke up. I couldn't believe I still had it. Then it got really bad that day and that night. And the next day finally went away. But the back issue is still lingering. And listen to this. That location where I was shooting with the photographer, I had shot the week before with somebody else and they couldn't get it together. And I only got 2 sets done out of 5 I was prepared for. Then I brought back another photographer that I already was scheduled with for, we were going to shoot at a different location. And I said, do you mind going to this location that I couldn't even, I had my heart set on doing 3 more sets that I wasn't able to get to. That other photographer had told a model, I don't think it's right that Barbara is taking a different photographer to my location. Well, I'm sorry, but thousands of photographers have shot there before you and will after you. And that was ridiculous. Right. So I'm thinking the negative energy thoughts that he had of jealousy, which I asked straight to his face 2 times how he felt about it, and he was fine. I realized deep down it wasn't fine with him. Then I started getting, what do you think? Can you analyze that, Vanessa, and see if it's that or if it's the other bigger issue that Johnny's thinking of?
Yeah.
Well, I'm picking up on quite a few people, actually. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. I've got 4 people that I'm picking up on between the 2 of you. And you are correct, Barbara, that was jealousy that you were picking up on. It's also he's this particular photographer that was not happy about that shared location. He's very controlling. He rather is very good at masking his control by with it. You're picking up on something wherein you've unmasked his shortcomings of controlling others, because he controls with a smile,
and also the language barrier. I know how well he speaks English, and then when it's convenient for him, pretends he is not understanding. That's a mask right there.
I get a yes on that. You're right.
Knew it. And then I confronted him, Vanessa and Johnny. I confronted him yesterday about this issue. I said, I talked to you about this, and then you were fine. And, no, it's fine. Oh, I'm not upset at all. I'm fine with it. Oh, no, when did that person tell you that? I mean, yeah.
Denial. He was upset, and he was complaining to a woman. This woman's very pretty. She has dark hair, kind of a little bit dark complexion, and he was complaining to her. I've been seeing her for the last couple minutes, and does she help him? I get a yes. Is she an assistant? No, but she's always available to him, and she keeps talking about, I'm waiting for my break. So you are right. Does he speak good English? I get a yes.
Interesting. Yep. He's back in his hometown, in his homeland, I should say.
Okay.
He's back there. So there is a person that I know that owns a makeup studio that I think he's close with, that he could be in. She is dark skinned. She's Afro-American.
Okay.
So
okay.
That could be a confidant that he is complaining to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's when I was testing with what you were saying. I get a yes on that. She doesn't really, she's more of a confidant, more of a good listener, and she's empathetic. But then she says to me, I don't know what to do with this for him.
Nothing, because she's so cool. She was amazing and awesome and great and full of light and positivity. And she's probably thinking, I don't see there's a problem with it. And the model who told me said, it is ridiculous. And I feel even stupid for even forwarding his message. The more I think about it, how ridiculous that is.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. He is he has lost clientele because he has been unsuccessful with sometimes when people create confusion, they try to work that confusion to their advantage. And I see that he's tried this before, because he's had rewarded events before, but it doesn't work so well. And you unmasked him. He underestimated you. I get a yes on that.
Yes.
Yes. You need.
He did, and he couldn't control Vanessa. He could not control the situation. There was two people, and then my child, who just wanted a few shots done. Big deal. He couldn't even control the situation of, you get touched up and changed, I'll shoot you. By the time you're done and I'm done, we'll switch. He was so confused with it all. He basically melted right then and there. He could not control. He's not a good director. He couldn't control the situation at all, which is was completely simple to do.
Well, that's interesting, because I wonder. I always do a reading before your show, and it looks like this might apply to the situation at hand. It's a new beginning that's going on, that's integrated with this guy that we're talking about, and with other outliers that are creating negative thoughts, negative words towards the two of you. And what I was doing was a reading before the show, and I asked that Spirit would connect this reading with the people, or the person. I really just thought it was going to be one person, but it must be for the two of you. there is a shift coming for you two, the both of you, because this is a new beginning that's happening. So this has to do with the show, and it's talking about heart chakra energy. So you're both making decisions on the show that are integrating your body, causing, you know, all this shift. You're able to see through people so much easier now because you're unmasking people so carefully and easily now. You're, you know, the patience is there, but it's the ability to say, no, we're not going to waste our time with what you thought you said, or the confusion that you're trying to get me to walk in. Those days are over. It's a decision that the two of you have made independently and together. This that makes so much sense to me. I was sitting here thinking it might be a caller, but this is for you. This is a relationship between you, Jonathan, and you, Barbara, this show, and you're very keen on making sure that people don't cheat, lie, create betrayal strategies. The two of you are really creating a cocoon of, we're working inside this cocoon. We will work with you outside our, I don't know what else to call it, outside our building a business, or, you know, outside this very safe protected area where the two of you build this business. Nobody is going to escape your honest, fair judgment. And that's what the two of you are. You're both very fair. You're both very honest. You fix things. You're like, you know, sometimes I post on Instagram, I'll say, fix it, you know, and then I'll say, you know, let's call me, let's fix it, you know, if you have a relationship. That's what you two do. You fix things. And that's what's going on. That's what this reading was about before your show. It was two paths that you, Jonathan, and you, Barbara, were dealing with, and you were trying to make a decision. Which path do we take? Show me the decision. Show me the path. And the two of you finally forged the right path. And, I thought this would be for like a caller, but it's for you all. When the two of you started processing data and doing a comparison and contrast, you were separating yourself from others who were causing you anxiety and stress and bringing very little to the relationship. And
so it's flowing over. It's overflowing over. Like the Johnny and I, we have gotten even better. We are so good at confrontation now because we know we are right and we are confident with that. And so that may be flowing over to the things that I'm doing outside of our business as well, with like the photographer problem.
This is so interesting, and I'm so happy that this is confirming prior to the beginning of the show, this reading that I did with Spirit. This is the confirmation that you now have that you are on the right path. And not only did it serve you well in forging this path and, you know, accessing the right decision-making strategies. I mean, you both have invoked that, and you're off on a very good new start. It's like a fresh start, and it's devoid of anxiety, and it's devoid of drama. And you're also, like you just said, Barbara, those new refreshed skills and gifts and talents you're applying to your personal accords, your personal business outside of life, laughter, happiness.
Now, I have a question. Do you want to, maybe we can come back to this in a bit. Would you like to take a caller?
Sure. It's your show, and I'm happy to do whatever you would like to do.
775.
Hi, everybody. I'm Vanessa, Jonathan, and Barbara. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. Thank you.
Hi, Wendy.
Nice to meet you. I've been counting the minutes. Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. I'm 68 and a half, and I'm currently employed at a major insurance company on the phone call center. And I've been off since January 15th. I've had back issues because of a broken back about over 30 years ago, and then there was another car accident about a year and 8 months ago, rear end collision with a yellow cab, and hit me in the same place. But anyway, I have lots of documentation to support what I'm saying with my health records from my time off from work, plenty of documentation, MRIs, et cetera. And my doctor said I can return to work on March the 7th. I'm going to speak to my boss tomorrow because my intuition tells me to let them know that this is not going to just be continuous pushing back my return date. I'm going to say that it's looking pretty good that I'll be back by April the 7th, strong enough to do my job. Am I going to keep my employment? Are they going to work with me? Will I be off until April 7th?
Okay. They really like you. I've been shown that the whole time you've been talking. They depend on you. They say you're smart. And can I tell you that the vibration in your voice is such that your age belies 68 and a half. So you are so young and youthful and so full of energy and terrific vibration. Please understand that you are greatly missed. And so they are saying to me, whatever Wendy needs, what does Wendy need? There's some gentleman, this looks like a boss, I guess. He's just so grateful that you're around. And he's, whatever you need is what he's saying. Is there a male boss that, or someone, it looks like someone above even your supervisor that knows about
it. My supervisor is Darla, and my teammate is Lorena, and they love me and I love them. And my concern is my boss's supervisor is Tammy, and she's a nice person, but she's the head of the call center and is very business-oriented, of course. So I don't really have – I started off with a male supervisor, but that changed about a year ago. So it's really two ladies that I work with, and I want to raise the Social Security amount I will get. So that's why I want to work another 16 months.
Yeah. It's not a problem. So you're asking, do I go back April 7th or do I go back March 7th? Did I get that question right?
Or in that neighborhood.
Okay, well, hold. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a deep dive. I'll just be gone for a little bit. Between March 7th or April 7th, you kind of want to know what date. Does that make sense? Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. So down to molecular and cellular level, please show me when Wendy will return to work. Is it? They keep showing me Ides of March, March 15th. Okay, hold on. Let me just see. Is it before March 15th? Is it after? 16, 17, 18. Let me look at the calendar. They're talking about March 18th. And does that seem too early? I get a no. March 18th.
Okay. All right. Is it because my doctor will not extend me any further or because my work is putting their foot down?
Neither. March 18th came up. Those two elements, those two outliers that you presented, I got a no on both of them. There's a gentleman in your insurance company who is whatever she needs. That's what I keep hearing, whatever she wants. And I know that you're going to defer to your doctor. And I think your doctor is going to, you know, of course, they're going to ask you how you're doing. And I don't know if you're in, well, are you in rehabilitation? Because I just asked and I got a yes.
I saw a physical therapist who had seen me last year. A very nice young lady, but I got my notes, as every patient should do. You can ask for them. And she basically said I was not getting any better, and then, in fact, I was worse. And she would only give me one more appointment, which is on March the 10th. And I looked at her notes, and she said if I wasn't better, she was going to D.C., and I work in the medical insurance field. I think that means discontinued care. But there's other opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah. Can I just say that I tested everything you were sharing, and I'm sure that she's a very good professional, but I kept hearing she got it wrong with you. You are making progress. You have made progress. And you know what, Wendy? I'm going to be doing some clearing after the show tonight. I'm going to clear you.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll do a full Reiki clearing on you in as much as I do it for my friends, Barbara and Jonathan. Absolutely. I mean, listen, there was other residual energy in that accident. And I put accident in air quotes. So that's some, they call it, I forgot what they call it, but what it is, it's energy. Like if when we have incidents that we get involved in, it's energy that gets in our art fields. It's debris that we're, you know, we can't see it. Well, I can see it sometimes, not all the time, but it's debris that if we don't clear it, our backs aren't going to heal. Our bad tennis knee is not going to get well. And you need a complete, they keep showing me a sponge, like a big, big, heavy sponge to just go through and expunge everything in your art fields. And I will do that. I know how to do that. And I will do that for you. I'll call your inner, we were talking. Oh, yeah. And I'm happy to do that. It's what I do.
I've been diagnosed with spondylosis of the lumbar and the thoracic area. And there's been times when I've lost my ability to walk. So I really have to watch myself. And the other thing is, this is not uncommon. I have a few nodules on my thyroid. And they're just keeping a watch on that. So hopefully I'll be okay with that as well.
Yeah, you've done really well. I heard that these issues showed up this late in life, but I'm going to tell you that these are energies that should not be sitting around and causing you a delay and causing, they're showing me the word cherished at your job, and they keep showing me that you process claims and files and clients so efficiently and so effectively. It's they keep showing me check boxes and you are always on cue. And so we never have to double check on what you are doing. And you're honest, I keep hearing. And so we want you to return. They want you to return. So it looks like March 18th. The way I'm hearing it from the verbalization that you're sharing here in the reading is that you are in charge of what date you go back. But March 18th.
I've had that feeling. Yeah. Okay. What? Well, and do you see me keeping my job for at least another year?
Yeah, I was checking on that. I took that note earlier because you were talking about you were trying to marshal your Social Security at the, I'm not going to say this right, but I know what you're trying to do with your Social Security. And I got a yes.
Right.
Actually, you don't leave until 71.
Okay. All right. That's fine because I'll be putting money in the bank. So also my doctor prescribed, high blood pressure medication, which I've never had taken my entire life. So I've been holding off on that. But since you're doing the Reiki, I thought I would tell you.
I should know what that high blood pressure stuff would mean. I mean, obviously they're talking about stress, but when I asked, do you need it? I got a no, because I heard that when your doctor prescribed it, it was rather foreign to you. Is that so?
It was foreign to me.
Yeah, like it was. Had you had it before? Because I get a no.
Well, a few doctors have mentioned it to me, but
You never had it before.
Yeah, never had it before. So, That's weird. Yeah. I'm careful, you know, when it comes to taking stuff.
Yeah, you are. And you know what? They said, I heard my guides were saying, you know, if she took it, it would just be such a low dose that she would be compelled to cut even that in half because you don't like to take pills. And I understand that. So when it was brought up, it sets crosswise with your art field. It sets crosswise with your higher self, Wendy. You know, there's higher self. So I've got a pendulum here, but, you know, I don't need a pendulum, but I'm going to ask, does Wendy need her blood pressure medicine? And I get a no. You know,
okay.
You can ask too. You can just like get your car keys or your house keys and say, show me yes, show me no. And just, you know, a yes can be a circle. No can be back and forth, Wendy, and just hold it over the bottle. You can just hold it over the bottle and say, should I take it? And
so yes is a circle.
Yes is a circle. I mean, that's how I program it. And no is back and forth.
And I know what you mean. And also, I have a situation where I went to a place and I saw, I won't say their last names, I know better. I saw Keith and Brooke. And I was very specific about what kind of hearing aids I wanted to get. And the man was super self-confident. He says, well, I know what you need. And he told me a brand that I didn't want. And I was influenced. And anyway, I'm taking them back tomorrow. And
yes.
the office wasn't that happy with me. And then I think they thought about it. And then she called me back the next day. And she basically apologized. She said she knows I'm a nice person and that they want to help me. But meanwhile, I did more research, and I went to another place, and I met with Samantha and Cynthia, and I was treated. They rolled up the red carpet, the platinum gold carpet, and Samantha told me things I'd never been told before. And so I'm thinking about – I just want to make the right decision. Should I go with – the office where Samantha and Cynthia are, or should I go where Keith and Brooke are to order?
Yeah, Keith gets a kickback, and Brooke, she struggles with Keith. And you are correct. Those other two ladies were very informative, and I don't know where Keith is getting a kickback. I don't know how you can get a kickback on, but he was talking about it. It's only like $200 or $300, but go to the other ladies, because the whole time you were sharing this data with me, I was testing our little characters here, Keith and Brooke just doesn't know what to do with Keith. You know, she's the one that really engages with people, but Keith does not. So
is that you took the questions, ma'am?
Wow, Wendy.
Yes,
Wendy. I remember you were asking on our show before if I remember the name Priscilla, because that's my daughter's name, and you were wondering if you should go with a therapist named Priscilla or this one. Now, what happened to the Priscilla?
Oh my gosh. Well, the lady I saw, her name is Priscilla, and she's the young lady. And I was choosing between Priscilla and the other lady's name, Mary Lou. And I had seen Priscilla before, so I went with her, and I can change if I want to. I can go probably schedule to go see Mary Lou maybe this coming week to get her opinion. Do you think I should?
Well, you should ask Vanessa.
I got to know.
Okay.
First of all, if don't go to Mary Lou, continue with, is Priscilla the one that was going to put a DC on your record, or is that somebody else?
You're right. Priscilla is the one that was going to put a DC, and I think that means discontinued care. She's done. She's washing her hands of me.
No, you know, I'll clear Priscilla. I'll handle that, but you need to go to Priscilla. I find a lot of good things about Priscilla. She's very good at her job. Mary Lou, I got a no on.
Okay.
It won't be a success story. Barbara, that was brilliant that you brought that up.
I felt that, Vanessa. Wow.
And Barbara, that's amazing that you remembered that.
Thank you.
Thank you. It shows you care. And
I do care.
Oh, I love all three of you. My goodness, I'm so blessed. And I worry so much about everything. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to, as soon as I get my refund for these other hearing aids, I'm going to go with the other location.
Cynthia. And,
the brand I was going to order at, if I say two brand of hearing aids to you, would you be able to pick up something? One brand is called Oticom. The other brand is called Widex.
Oticom.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to order Oticon at Samantha and Cynthia though. It would have to be Widex. But I could go to a different office and order that.
Okay, because the Widex I get a no. I'm really getting a big no, and the other one I get a yes on it.
Okay. All right.
And you know what? Those two ladies, they're like, all they care about is a success story for people. I keep picking up on that.
Oh, Mike. You know what? It was the longest audiology appointment I'd ever had in my life. And when we were done, I was told, whether you order anything or not, the most important part is that you're well taken care of. And it was the best hearing evaluation I'd ever had. So that's why I'm so conflicted, because I think I'd like to get Oticon, but I know that these two ladies would take such good care of me.
I'm actually shown that they'll work and try to figure out a way to accommodate you.
Okay.
Good. With that first brand. Is it Oticon? It starts with an
Oticon.
O, Wendy? Okay, got it. Oticon, okay.
Yeah, they're both made in Denmark.
Okay.
And they've been in business a long time. So so should I mention Oticon when I speak to them tomorrow?
Yeah, because they'll probably initially be, no, we can't. But I'm shown that there's something that comes up where they can help you with that. Yes.
Okay. That sounds fantastic.
Good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Wendy. I mean, because Wendy, she's the type of person, she knows everything about insurance. There's so much that we as people out there are not even taking advantage of. She knows everything. So then with her, it comes down to such minute decisions, but those are huge decisions for her. So
Good point.
So glad you're able to help her.
Yeah, I'm really glad you called in.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next caller
is
area code 623. You're on the air.
Thanks, Wendy.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, John. Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi.
My name is Hope, and I have a question. Go ahead, Jonathan. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Okay. No. You go on with your question.
Oh, okay. So I have a question. I work a lot of different jobs, but it doesn't have a great retirement package. So I was thinking about going to school, and tomorrow's like the deadline for me to enroll. And it's a great job, and it's not that long of a school. I know my schedule will be tight, but before I get into it, I want to just double check. Because what I'm doing, it's actually affecting my relationships by me not securing my future. Because then I'm seeking men. Okay, well, at least if I do this, my future will be secure. Like, I do make great money, but I don't have a retirement package.
But
I'm finding people worse off than me. So, like, what I'm attracting is the same energy that what I'm seeking. So it's affecting me that way as well, too. So I just want to make sure before I get into another, I'm not going to get into another relationship now, but I need to do something before I move forward, because I'm literally just getting out of a marriage that I was much better off not even getting into. because I was actually in a better position than that person. But I completely understand where it's coming from, because of what I was seeking was my fear in the future of a retirement, which I didn't know. They lied about having that, and they didn't. Not that I married him. I've known him for 5 years, but everything was a lie. But basically my question is this school the right school for me?
I'm getting a yes on that, Hope, but I have a question. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. Is this massage school?
No.
Is it?
No, it's medical coding. It's medical coding.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I did take massage school twice. I did take it twice.
Oh, okay.
And I just,
so you're...
Yeah, but I'm an empath, and I was just, I was reading my clients left and right, and I just couldn't stop reading them. Like, it didn't work because I was just picking up all their energy and just giving them free readings.
That can happen. I understand. I fall to that too. But, you know, you were put in their path to tell them things, and it looks like you did help a lot of people there. Medical coding.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, I'm just going to caution you. You're very bright, and they keep talking about Hope's going to be bored out of her gourd.
Yeah, because I'm totally in a different field. I'm in the spiritual field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get a yes on it, but I have a question. The investment, you will be employable during school. So you'll be going to school, but And there are people who will want you to do it. I got a question for you. As an empath and an intuit, and here you are a massage therapist, do you feel the draw or the pull if you can you put it on hold? Can you tell it to wait?
The school?
Helping people? Well, reading.
Oh,
people.
No. So, no, what I have my own practice. I don't do the massage anymore. Like 20 years ago, I did the massage.
Right. Okay.
So I have my own spiritual practice. But that's in the hours after school and after the hours that I'd be working for the medical coding.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you will be able
so
to.
So my only purpose for it is just it has a great retirement package.
Yeah. No, I understand where you're going with this. So should you go to the school? I get a yes. But I was looking at the investment. I was hoping that investment would, in the school would return you quickly. And they were showing me as I was speaking that Hope halfway through school, you know, aside from this practice that you have that you do all day, that you will be employed with the coding. So does that make sense how I stated that?
Yes, because you do have to work for a doctor. And I used to be a nurse. Yeah, and I got actually hired on my externship. So it's weird how my luck runs that way, where it's, you know.
They keep showing me this long document. It's like a scroll, and they keep showing me. They say, this is her resume. And it's this.
Yeah.
They open up this scroll, and the end of it opens, and it rolls across the floor, and it's got a red ribbon on it. I mean, it's like a very lofty resume. So, yes, run with it. And actually, Hope, here's something pretty cool, is that you're in the throes of meeting the next man.
Am I going to be traumatized that they're a liar? Because my ex-husband was the biggest liar I've ever met in my life. For 5 years, he lied to me. Yeah.
Well, let me check. You do need to guard. I'm going to say this. I'm going to post a warring angel on your right. I wish it would be on your left, but they're telling me to place this on your right. And I know you're in agreement with me. They're talking about rescuing you from lies.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this to you. Those days are over. You like Barbara. Barbara unmasked.
I was just gonna say Barbara. I could feel. Like, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
If, you know.
Thank you.
Came with
over.
These warnings. Yeah. Before we.
Well, it's Boy, because you're an empath. An empath, you know, it's danger, because you're open to everything. You can help everyone. And so it's like no borders. There's just, it's this open field of helping animals and people and, you know, flowers and trees and fields. So now those days are over because we need to protect you. And this warring angel is huge. So, a liar will sense something about you. They won't know it's this warring angel and will not be compelled to approach you. We know we want to.
Yeah, because it was like moth to a flame. Everybody that was broken.
Yeah.
That's what I attracted into my life. And it's like, I like your energy. You make me feel better. Yeah, but you make me feel horrible.
Exactly.
So like,
that's exactly
it was never,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, those days are over.
You.
And say it, those days are over. Only the best men who have honesty and loving intent can be in my auric fields. And it is so. Boom. Yeah, it's over. Because empaths are compelled to help everyone, rescue everything, and we're good at it. We're very you know, equipped to manage that. We're very resourceful, are you? And we were just talking about your resume, so we have someone who's a very compelling package, and so we want that, you know. But they have to come up to your level. Vibration, you know, when you get into someone that's just a big fat liar, you've lowered your vibration, and that's what
you just described him. He's a big fat liar, like physically, mentally, everything. You just described him in one, you know.
So you've been lowering your vibration for the last five years. There's literally a scale. It's called the Edwards scale of 0 to 1,000. And you were lowering your vibration to meet the ex-husbands. Those days are over. I want you to always say, my vibration is in the 900s, and it is so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like if you and I go to a building, and I go, I say, hey, we're going to take the elevator. And we get in the elevator, and I say, Hope, will you go with me to the 900th floor? Because we don't want the lower floors. And literally see yourself pushing the 900 button, and you will be resetting your vibration in the 900s. And you can say, I raise my vibration to 910 now, or I raise my vibration to 950 now. And all these other little people that lie to you, like the now ex-husband, they fall away because their vibration is so low. And as an empath to it, you know how it is to access spirit. You have to raise your vibration so high in order to do the reading. Like,
yeah, I would have to hide from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't be in the same room with him. I had to keep my energy separate, because then he would ruin what I was doing. I couldn't have his energy mixed with mine at all. We couldn't sleep in the same room. And we probably had the shortest marriage in the world.
Shorter. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the narcissist, the sociopath, the psychopath wants. The liar wants what you have, Hope. That's why. And now you're not doing that anymore. And I do see who's coming. And this is a nice man. I want him. He needs to pass your test. You know, you are not that woman anymore. And, you know, these are little soul contracts that they don't serve you. So we're done with that. I want you to set a soul contract to meet a proper man and say, I want a proper man. And when we say proper, it's because it matches that vibration. Hope, you are a gift and a light in this world. There are so few light workers in the world. They're only a quarter of the population are light workers.
Yeah, that's 144,000 that are sent here. And it's hard, you know? It's hard, but we got to keep doing it every day, every day, every day for the rest of our life. But it doesn't come with a great retirement package. You know?
Well,
but
now,
thank you
every day,
so much.
Now, you're welcome. Just think 900 and set your vibration there. And you will. And if people don't talk to you that normally do, don't worry about it. Those are the ones that probably shouldn't be talking to you anymore. They need to go find somebody
else. That's happened. Yeah. Like, who's ever not meant to be in my life, boom, they're out. And it's like, thank you. Thank you. You did me a favor. Yeah.
It's a great
that using her vibration, Vanessa, her knowing that she has a high vibration and knowing and being aware that her vibration, if it's so high, can it, the little vibrations down there, the little problems, they're going to drop off, like you said. Is that because their vibration is so low they cannot touch her positive vibration?
Yeah, and you know, this is something I do for, well, for example, animals. I had a horse here at my property, and I talk to animals. I don't do it on a regular basis, but if I sense something in an animal, I will pay attention. Okay, so I tested the vibration level in him, and it was in the 300s, I remember. It was probably 3 years ago, and I found out from the owner, because he kept telling me about how much he missed a friend. I won't go into the details, but I confirmed what the horse was telling me. And I had my husband Rich hold the horse for a couple nights in a row, and I went out and I pushed all that negative vibration off of him, and I lifted the vibration to the 900s. And that horse, you should see him. He looks like $1 million. He's about 30-something years old, I heard from the owners. But now he just looked, he couldn't even walk right. And that is because he was holding a hurt. He was holding a hurt, and he missed his friend, and it lowered his vibration.
Aww.
And it's like Hope. Hope loved her husband, but she was holding so many hurts because he was lying and cheating on her and stealing from her. And it hurts because you keep thinking, well, I can handle this. I can carry this. I can make this better. And it drags Hope down. So what we do is we literally – shift that vibration, and you're right, people do get well. The horse got well.
Okay.
And he's still around. He's still around.
Oh, thank God.
And that's how it is for Hope. Because it's just like you said, Barbara, when you lift up that vibration, these little things fall away, and so do the little people. Because not everybody is hurting.
Her hurting heart. The broken heart, though, can that get in the way? And it's so hard to lift our vibrations when we're already hurting. Then we have to make, on top of the hurt, very important decisions. Can that affect our decisions? How do we compartmentalize that? Because it does hurt so much.
Hurt,
that must affect other things.
You know, broken hearts, they are mendable. It's the heart chakra. It's when you align with someone, that's a way to mend a heart. That is, and that's what.
And you know what's weird is I never aligned with him, so I've never cried over him. I have zero feelings for him, other than feeling sorry for him, how pathetic he is. I don't even feel anger.
Really,
I literally,
disappointed.
Yeah, it's just like you wasted. Yeah, so it's so weird. But there have men that I have loved, that I will always love forever for the rest of my life. But with him, it was just like, I could not be in the same room with him. And I knew that after one day of living together. So I literally left a couple weeks later. Yeah.
That's a past life.
Because I knew it was going to affect my business and it was going to affect my life. Where other girls, I'm sure they would have been like, just stick with it. You know, you have a home. No, I'm more worried about helping other people than I am about that. And that's
but what made you want Hope? What made you want to marry this person in the first place? There must have been something very special that made you not think about all of these other things.
I'm so glad you asked that, Barbara, because it's the weirdest thing and it's the most trivial thing, but it meant the world to my mother. He remembered from 5 years ago, we used to date 5 years ago, and I broke up with him 1,000 times in 1 year. And I was very picky back then. I just thought, I don't know why. Like, You have to be this way in order to date me. You have to be that way in order to date me. But he remembered my mother's favorite flower.
Mm.
And even though, like, we were in other relationships, we never did anything disrespectful, but he would just send pictures of my mother's favorite flower. And then we reunited, and we went on vacation together, and he asked me to marry him. And he said, I loved you from the day that I met you. And I thought, this is a good guy. And my whole family loved him. But the day that I moved into his house, I just saw all the deception, all the lies, all the secrets. And we're talking 20-year addictions, multiple addictions.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, I can't live in this. This would destroy who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out in a matter of weeks. Like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So I don't want to negate him from...
He had a lot of masks. He had a lot of masks, mm-hmm. right, Vanessa?
That house had a lot of energy in it, of brokenness. There was fights in that house. I'm sure that there were disagreements between you and he, Hope, but there were other physical fights in that house before you moved into it, Hope.
Pictures of his parents, and I could feel the anger from his dad off the pictures that protruded through the picture.
Yeah.
And it's like, I couldn't even walk down the hallway. It was just like, get me out of here before. So I went right back to the state that I came from, and that's it, you know. But I feel like I would have said no if I had a more security for when I retire. Not that I'm ever going to retire for being a light worker, but I will feel more at ease. I don't want to do as many readings and stuff when I'm in my 70s or 80s or 90s, trying to keep up with the mortgage and stuff like that. Well, hopefully,
I mean, that makes sense.
Okay, bye, man.
Right, you guys? I mean, that all makes sense, because one of the main things that we want out there in the world is security, and that sometimes we succumb to that temptation, right, Vanessa?
Exactly.
Tell everybody what you sent me, this wonderful box that protects my home. And the tower itself, doesn't that protect us from, like, these things, like, to know who we are more and to be protect us from all of these temptations? I can't wait for you to tell everybody about what you sent me.
All right. Yes, thank you. It's a prosperity and protection grid. Tower that Barbara is talking about is the charger that is placed, for example, in the middle of her house. We're going to use Barbara's house as an example. And the corners of the grid are four individual packets for four corners of the house or the property. And each packet contains pyrite, black tourmaline. I think I put rose quartz in yours. It contains selenite. And chrysoprase, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, rose quartz.
Yeah, and I did that for love.
It's spelled chrysoprase. That one that you just said that. Oh, there's so many beautiful, and they're all beautiful. And she put them in four little orange pouches, see-through sweet pouches. And then am I supposed to take them out of those pouches and put them, and they're wrapped individually. All these stones are wrapped in extra paper so they didn't rub on the other stones.
Right.
I mean, they take them
really
packed. Wow.
And
am I supposed to put them on all my, and they have Reiki in them. And then what do I do with them?
You just leave them. Just all you do is leave them in those orange pouches. And just put one in each corner of your home, and then just set the charger, the selenite tower, somewhere in the center of the home.
Okay.
And
cool.
Do you do it at night? You set the charger up at night, or is the charger constantly going?
Everything in the box can just go. It's just ready to go. It's full of energy right out of the box.
What no, but I'm saying, do you plug in the charger at night, or do you have it going full all the time?
No, it's a selenite tower.
It's just natural stones. No wire, nothing. Yeah.
Right, exactly. They're programmed crystals. And
that's wonderful.
I have a property here in Texas, and I have another one up in Illinois. And this house was haunted. I mean, the stuff that was going on here, it was awful. And
my place is haunted too. It really is.
Yeah.
But we get spirits that come across constantly.
Yeah.
So the house that I live in now, I constantly get spirits in.
Yes. I have a closed circuit television here at this house, and I have a barn I built when I bought the place. I used to show horses, and there's one area of the barn that is just full of orbs. It's not all the time, but it's pretty. For example, Barbara's installing this grid. She's going to place it out. I think Priscilla's going to put it out. And what will happen is that it will create a hedge of protection in that building that she's in. It's the same thing when I inter a grid at my properties. It absolutely shuts down crazy. It shuts down residual energies of ancient energy and current and residual energies of people that have come through there. Also,
are we allowed to say where can we get them? Because I would love to get one for my house.
Yes, I create them and I ship them.
Do you have a website? Are you allowed to give your website? Is that okay, Jonathan?
Yeah,
give your website out.
My website is full.
Okay, let me get a pen.
Free.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
What is it? Okay.
It's Full Soul Readings. It's FullSoul Readings.com.
.com. Okay, perfect. I need one for my house. I really do.
Yeah. I really, really do. I had a client, an attorney that bought a house up. This gentleman is in Ohio, and his mother told me about the house, and I didn't say anything. She had texted me. I saw it was haunted. And so here it is a little over a year later, and things are just not right. Short side of the story was that everything I saw in the hauntings in the house, opening door. He didn't tell me anything, of course. I don't ever really have time to speak to him, and he doesn't have time to speak to me. But short side of the story was I was told by spirit to send 4 grids. So these grids, I was working with crystals I had not worked with before, and some of the crystals were coming from China. And as we know, China is not really in a position to ship crystals much anymore. And I've been hard pressed to acquire crystals lately. But
how come they're not in a position to do that?
Because of the coronavirus now.
Yeah.
So they're stopping all planes and means of transportation. Because the pilots, whoever's going there. Yeah.
Where are you going then now, Vanessa? Where do you get your crystals now? Where are you going to get them now?
I'm sourcing. It's funny because Barbara ordered crystals before Christmas, and I'm just getting them wherever I can. Now the last crystal just delivered from China, and I burned the box, and I cleared the crystal, of course, and washed everything. Yeah, but so now it's I'm just doing my best. For example, the pyrite that you have in those pouches, that's the last of my favorite pyrite. That's very hard to source in. So where can I get it? I'm just going to have to ask Spirit to guide me. I do have a lot of crystals here. I do have a lot.
Pyrite is for wealth and protection. I like those things. Those things are very nice to have, protection and wealth. So
exactly. That would be secure.
And they're beautiful.
Place, and I would be happy. Yes, they are.
They're beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
They're a
These
beautiful.
Are amazing. Oh, thank you.
In your apartment, Vanessa, they make it look beautiful. Now, do we put them on the floor in the corner of the four corners, or can we put them on a little pretty
you can put
knick-knack
them,
shelf.
You can put them. Yes, you can do that. You can put them anywhere you like. It's just think about geometry class. It's just you're just creating a space with four corners.
Okay.
And
do
I
and
have
then we put
do,
the
do
charger
I,
in the center of the
then,
of the
yes,
four
tower.
Corners.
It that's
or the tower,
tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the center and it connects those four corners.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
She
perfect.
Has all
yeah.
of the directions right here for me, but I literally right before the show I said, Priscilla, because of my back, you know, I said I'm going to lay down all day today. I can't handle it. I have to let it heal. I mean, it just won't
mm-hmm.
heal unless I just so for this could have been in the office for 4 days, this package that you gave me. And I could have been better by now. Oh, my goodness. But Priscilla went and got it, literally just opened it. It has all the instructions here. I'm asking just because I'm on the show, but I haven't even gone through and read it meticulously, but it's there, Hope. So when you get your package, it is so well done, Vanessa. I
oh,
love it.
You.
All of her,
right.
Yeah, all of her information is on there, her website. FullSoulReadings.com. And thank you, Vanessa. This is like
you're
I
very
feel,
welcome.
I told her today. I still before the show. I really feel loved. It
oh,
is.
Yeah.
It comes with love
yeah.
energy too.
And
oh,
that's
definitely.
What it is. It's, yeah, feel it's
better.
Giving love. It's like I want you to be safe. I want you to be protected. I want you to have love. All of that
yeah.
came
yeah.
in that box to you. That's a beautiful gift. That you're giving
oh,
the girl, a beautiful gift
yeah.
that you gave to Barbara. Yeah. So that's really
mm-hmm.
sweet. Well, I love you
I'm
guys
blessed.
So much. Thank you guys so, so very much. I feel very confident now that tomorrow will be the beginning
yeah.
of
we,
my
we
security.
Are in Mercury retrograde, so.
I know, that's
be,
another thing. Yeah.
I know, that was, so I was going to ask you if you find a date outside of Mercury retrograde, but what I would do is just write down that you are going tomorrow and that is 100% divinely ordered and just
right.
I just see you taking off like a rocket tomorrow on this.
Oh, thank God. Will you add me to your Reiki list, by the way?
Oh, yes. I have you right there.
Thank you.
So nice.
Welcome. You're welcome, Hope. You're very welcome.
Well, you guys have a beautiful and blessed night. I love your show. Thank you so much, Barbara and
it's
Jonathan.
Great
you guys
show.
Are awesome. And
thank you,
Vanessa,
thank you.
So much
you.
For everything.
Good.
You're welcome,
okay.
Hope.
Thank you. So glad.
Thank you. Give
Priscilla
a hug.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Will. Thank you. That's so sweet. Yes. And, oh, my goodness, Vanessa, the feeling, I have the chills all over. They just came. Johnny, I haven't had chills for a long time, right? And I used to always say this. Oh, my gosh.
That is
helping
your favorite.
Her.
That was your favorite.
But how you
yes,
feel.
Chills.
Thank you. And the feeling you feel when you are helping somebody and you feel that energy, that is so nice to feel. I'm feeling it right now.
Oh, that's awesome because those chills are confirmation. And also,
yes.
can I ask you something? Did it feel like something was passing through you? I just want to ask you that.
Oh, yes. It was like actually
okay.
not an uncomfortable, but it was like this
okay.
soft, like Hawaiian breeze that was cool. It wasn't just a chill.
Oh.
And I even thought that for a split second, like this isn't quite a chill. It's like a whole energy temperature change going
yeah.
through me. Did you feel that
going.
Too, Hope?
Wow. Yes, I'm like smiling from ear to ear. Like, I'm just so happy. There's so much love. Like, there's so much. The energy is just pure love, happiness. It's great.
I'm so glad.
I'm literally
and,
like,
you know,
smiling from ear to ear.
You've been following the show for some time, Hope. I mean, do you feel, you know, do you notice there's kind of a difference now a little bit, maybe in the past month or so?
Oh, yes, there is, I want to say negative energy, not that there was negative energy, but whatever the energy that was heavy, I'm going to put it that way, it's gone, and it's light, it's fresh, it's like crisp, there's a flow to it that's so positive, I'm loving every minute of it, every minute
well,
of
thank
it.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
a really good show.
Yes,
that's
it
nice
is.
Flow.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a positive flow. Such a positive
yeah.
flow.
And that's what Johnny always wanted, a positive show. Isn't that
And
true?
Barbara brings it, that.
Yes.
Barbara definitely brings that. I mean, she's, you know, sometimes I've noticed, like, I'll be talking to Barbara. One of the things that she does is she sounds like she's really upset. She'll do this for, like, 20, 30 seconds. She'll sound like she's really upset. And then at the end of it, she'll go, ah, ah, ah. And I mean, she'll do that, and then I mean, like, you know, and she'll basically she'll go on and she'll say these things in a joking manner, like, I don't know, it's like asking me to do these things, like, why would you ask me to do it? The individual go, ah, and it's gonna be great when I finally meet Barbara in person. You know, it'll be the day before my birthday, which is a great day to do
yeah.
it.
Johnny, happy birthday to you. What a happy surprise. That was like, yes.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to do a birthday party for him, and everybody is invited if they can get there, but it's going to be in Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, how nice.
And, yeah, and he's flying out before, and we've talked about this for almost a year. I've been on the show for, in April, it will be 1 year. And I think I came up with the photo shoot idea when, remember, Vanessa? Like a few months
ago.
Oh, I
do,
And nobody was doing anything. And he is spending his Christmas present money on his plane ticket. And he thought it out, and he saved his money. And now he is able to do a vacation. And we're going to do a photo shoot. It's great. I'm proud of him because he put effort towards this.
And my nephew is autistic. My nephew's on the autistic spectrum, and he's like, can I come too? Can we go to Disneyland? I'm like, no, man, no. Man, that's not the kind of vacation. But we'll go to Disney World, and we can throw a party for you. And like, no, man, you don't get it, man. I mean, he doesn't get it. It's like, I don't think Van would really enjoy, you know, sitting in front of a computer doing a podcast. Not, no offense to everybody else.
Oh, I'm sure he would love every minute of it. He probably would love it. And I talk to Van, and he is so sweet. He's so confident and sure of himself.
He runs around in his underwear.
Knows what he wants.
He's a really sweet kid, but, you know.
And he's like
6'2". What's so funny is I remember one time when he was a kid and he lost a tooth, and my sister Tasha, sister Chrissy, said to him, okay, you take your tooth, you put it under the pillow, and the tooth fairy would come in and leave a dollar. Apparently, he thought the idea of a tooth fairy coming into his room when he was asleep was a complete violation of his privacy, and he didn't like it. So he said basically, no spooky tooth fairy is going in my room. So they had to leave it in the mailbox. I mean, he was like that. He was just very into controlling.
They are very literal. We had Johnny's two sisters on the show the other day. His two sisters came on to tell the audience how it was growing up with a brother who was on the spectrum of autism.
Yeah,
that wasn't
the
even
spectrum.
The biggest concern. He has cerebral palsy. And the mom, his mother, that never gave up. But Johnny has that too. He never gives up. You got that from your mother.
Yeah.
And this tight-knit family.
That's true.
And,
yes.
You know,
yes.
You know, Johnny is able to expose his heart and his soul and his everything in his life out there on his show. And that, I think that is beautiful. And you weren't like that about a year ago, Johnny.
No, you've helped me out with a lot of that, Barbara. I mean, honestly, you know, you have this, not only are you a professional, but you really, really love it. You know, you're somebody that's very, very resourceful. It's like, like Barbara, you know, we'll be doing a Facebook video. One of the things that we did was about a while ago is I bought Barbara a box of lollipops. And I told her to do a video where she hands them out to people and talks to them about the show. What I'm trying to say is Barbara's resourceful. You know, I got her video software and she uses it. You know, it's like, it's not like it just sits on the ground and she'll be like, Oh, Johnny, did you see the video that I made? Oh, God, yes, I loved it. Oh, Johnny, did you see the diagram I wrote? When I... Oh, Johnny.
It's not always about look or a compliment. It's like, did you get the message?
I love it, but I love it that you do that. It's great. It means you're thinking things through. I like that. Yeah.
Well, you both have so much passion for it, and what you have passion for, it grows, and you guys grew this in 1 year. One year.
Yeah.
Look how many callers you have each show. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah. Because you guys love it and because you put the effort into it, that's what makes it grow.
Oh,
you both are doing such a great job.
We appreciate hearing that. But the thing about Johnny that I think why it really works with the two of us is that pretty much everything we agree on. Everything, like my ideas, he loves them. His ideas, I love them. Pretty much every single thing. And so, okay, we love Vanessa Orr. She's one of the top, okay. We want her on. She's on, okay. We just think alike.
Thank
and we, you know, there's
and
no
I know,
other person
actually,
who has to, like, go
because,
and, I mean, I love, it makes it simple. And it's wonderful,
right.
Really. We always, Johnny calls me every day, Barbara, I love this. I love my day. He has not had one depressed day in a month.
Good.
Whole,
that's
I told
awesome. Vanessa Orr before the show that it's like talking to, she's like a doctor. You talk to a doctor, and I always feel like I'm in the examining room with that. She's standing there with the medical chart. And then, you know, I was telling, and then you see like Hope is sort of somebody like, I told her that she's somebody that'll be laying on a bathing suit talking to you with sunglasses, and
yeah,
that's what Hope is like.
She's been very
okay. I see this.
That's great.
That's
awesome. That's
funny. I love his imagination.
Yes, and
well,
you know what? That's what makes it come alive.
That's Hope. Have you ever been compared to a bartender, Hope?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I'm on the beach. Doing my thing. Well, I love the beach. The beach is so healing to me, and it's so funny because he picked that up. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you see that because that's my favorite place
live?
In the world.
Where do you
I
live?
I grew up in Pacific Palisades, right on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I moved to Arizona where there is no beach. There's only lakes, but came back from California. Yeah, but John was like, I always picture you on the beach, and it's like, that's my favorite place in the whole world. You know, I do a lot of my healing there.
The beach is a very healing place, and it's interesting because last summer when they were talking about doing the photo shoot for Life, Laughter, and Happiness, it was the beach that always came up. And
it's going to be in May, so that means there's going to be good weather, you know.
Well, I like wearing the jeans and the sweaters and, like, looking for driftwood and I like the cold. I grew up in Seattle, Washington. I love the clam digging. I don't care if it's cold. I don't care if it's gray. I like those pictures, too. It's lifestyle. Johnny and I will be shooting 2 days. We're going to get a lot of different lifestyle photos. We'll be in the city. We'll be in the studio with the earphones. We'll, you know, we'll do a lot of things. Yeah, we might even
go
to Vegas.
That's so exciting.
Well, I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, to grow something so fast in 1 year, that's amazing.
Yeah, agreed.
That's so amazing. Yeah.
You know what?
And
we
really
did every single day, didn't we, Johnny? Every single day for 10 months. Now, maybe I want to spend Saturday with my daughter. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Okay? It's a podcast. It's quality. It's not, we have to do it every day. No. So it's like thinking with our heads in a smart manner and making decisions that make people have a wonderful, happy, comfortable life of joy.
Yeah.
Well, you guys definitely, all three of you, Vanessa, Johnny, and Barbara, you guys brought peace to my night. And I want to thank you because peace to me means everything. Everything in the world.
Yeah.
And you guys brought such peace to me tonight. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sending you guys so much love, so much happiness.
Well, you are welcome. Pretty soon you're going to have peace in your home when you get Vanessa's package.
I can't wait. It just sounds so great, and I definitely need it. So thank
you
guys
so
much.
You just order, right, Vanessa? You just call for the other listeners. You log into FullSoulReadings.com, your website, and they can order there?
Yes. Well, I actually don't have it up on the website any longer, but it's interesting, Barbara, because I've done so many of them lately that I probably need to talk to my website designer and have them put them back up.
That's a great product. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
I know where I live,
energy.
At least seven people, because where we live, the grounds are haunted. They have the same problem. So
it's
I can't wait to spread the word about this.
When I bought this place, I wasn't really exactly at the top of my game. I had gone through a very, very awful divorce, and I was very down. And I attracted this house. The first night I slept in it, this house, there was something. It was like someone took a sledgehammer to one side of the house. At 2:30 in the morning, I went outside to see what it was, and obviously there was nothing out there. The doorbell would ring, things would fall out of the ceiling that were just the weirdest things, like the ends of shower curtain rods would just fall out of the ceiling between me and other people. Guys would come here and work, and they would get their pants ripped. Their pants would just rip. The things that other people saw and heard were here that were just not of this earthly plane. And one day, I finally obeyed the small, still voice in me that said, go to the office and open the cupboard, which I had not done. And I opened it. There was a Ouija board in there, left by the previous owner. And there was an altar built to her inside this office cupboard. Why she didn't take it with her, I think you know why.
Yeah.
And she told me when I bought the place, she was always here whenever I came to, like, walk the property to see if I wanted to buy it. And she said to me one day, this place has been blessed, if you know what I mean. And I had just signed the papers that morning, and I just paid cash for the property. And I said, yeah, I know what you mean. It was haunted.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing with it ever since. Grid. I have many grids here that just shut down crazy, and they work forever. Those grids,
oh, good.
Once they're installed, that's it. So
it says invocation of crystal grid. What does that mean, invocation?
It's your intention behind it, Barbara. You know, when I place each corner of the grid, I do like a small ceremony. You don't have to do that. It's because you are intending to put something down. So your intent is to create the space that is cleared and happy and healthy and normal and intelligent. It's life, laughter, and happiness inside your home. So you're just placing the grid and just say, I activate this grid, or because the grids are already activated. I activate them before they go. I speak to them. You can.
But I want to say something. Remember, you gave me that small paragraph that when there was that evil woman who was throwing her evil thoughts at me and my daughter.
Yes.
I said that, and I was going to also get to how important is it to verbalize our intentions and say these prayers that we learn, and how important is that it. I think it would add more power, so I want to do that. Would that be more powerful if I actually did the prayer for each four of the grids, too, as well as yours?
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely. Anything that you want to speak into the moment that you just place the grid is powerful. And here's what happens on the other side, is that spirits that are haunting, they take notice of what you're doing. They would prefer that you still be tired and downcast and unaware and just take it. But so that they continue to take your energy, because they're very low vibrational energies. But I'm going to tell you, placing them is amazing, and in energy as the grid closes. Oftentimes when I'm putting the grid down in a haunted space, I will walk in and I will say, you know why I'm here. And I have a spirit box. There's also Spirit Box apps that are good, like iOVilus is an iPhone app that you can download from the App Store. It works really well. I've used it for probably 10 years. And
what's
you
it called?
Can hear it's iOVilus. It's small letter I, capital letter O, V I L U S. And it creates
and
a compilation. It's a spirit box that will infer energies, EMF signals through its app, you know, through your phone, and it will create a list of what it is picking up in and around the area. I cleared a property, Illinois, about three or four years ago, and this was the scariest. I will admit to you, I do get scared clearing haunted spaces, not all of them, but this one particularly. And I went in to clear it with a grid, much like what Barbara has at her property now. And as I placed each, it wasn't even as nice as what I sent Barbara because it was a very important event. People were like, you've got to come now type thing. And what happened was is that each crystal that I set down, I heard they were identifying me. And you could hear it on the spirit, that iOVilus that I was just talking about, psychic, healer, medium, over and over. And like Barbara was just talking about the energy going through her, the goosebumps, and you could feel the temperature drop in this house. It was actually in a basement way in the back of this huge house. It was a huge basement. And they never liked to go in this one room. And they said, you know, we've got kids that are in and out all day. You know, we'd like it to be nice in there. They had been kind of telling me what was going on. I had seen what was going on. But the entity, whatever it was focused in this area. They haven't had any trouble since I put that grid in. But each grid, you could hear them complaining through the iOVilus. This is how haunting.
Wow.
Yeah. And it scared me. I actually stopped installing the grid 3 times because I was so scared and I was by myself. I mean,
that's even scarier when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Cause at least when you can like express your feelings like, oh my God.
Yeah.
At least,
yeah. Or,
you know,
or
it kind of gives you the courage.
People.
Yeah. To move forward. Well,
yeah,
I thought a cat got in my house somehow because something, like, it felt like something jumped on my stomach, and it was like the weight of a cat. I'm like, how did a cat get in? And it was 3:30 at night, and I look around, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
I go back to sleep, and literally a man who smelled like cigarettes is yelling in my face.
Yes.
So I told him to get out,
yep.
And one of my neighbors said, there's been a man that's been walking around where you live. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. Yeah,
that's right.
It was a ghost.
Yeah,
it is,
but I thought, I don't know if it hit my stomach or I don't know what it did, but it felt like a cat, the weight of a cat. I'm like, how did a cat get in here? So I'm looking for a cat at 3:30 in the morning.
Wow. No, I had a spirit attack me. They do. They can touch you, right?
Yes.
I mean, they manipulate you somehow.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's absolutely so. I've had plenty of experiences my entire life, and I just prefer not to have those experiences. But once you get in there and you just ask to be protected, and you call in Archangel Michael, and you get after it, you feel like you've achieved something.
Empowered.
Yeah.
Me too. I did that too.
Yeah,
I
that's
know for
I
a fact
feel.
That I will never be attacked by a spirit again because I went through it and I did that, what you just said, and now I feel empowered. So bring it on. Bring it on. I can handle any spirit if I can handle that. Goodness. And they do come now. I mean, I'm open to it. And you, of course, are going to be open to it, Vanessa and Hope. And Johnny, I don't know. But we're open to it, so we're going to see them more often, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was ever
open to it.
Well,
they see your light.
But...
That's the thing. They're attracted to your light.
But, I mean,
yeah,
not that we
yeah,
want to be open to it, like our music, our walking.
Yeah, but if
like
they see
our,
that light,
like,
they're like, oh, there's a light right
in?
There. Let me go to it. Yeah.
We
oh,
have to know how to protect ourselves, right, Vanessa? Because she,
yeah,
it's not going to
yeah.
penetrate her. Still, it's penetrating us. So
yeah, you,
so we're starting off
yourself.
Grid.
Protecting yourself on the left side is like the best way to really handle accessing haunted spaces. I've learned the hard way. I've seen plenty of weird things my whole life. I think we all have. But protecting yourself so you don't get sick. When I bought this
yeah.
place, all I did was get sick. You know, it's like that. And I've always been healthy. So if something shifts in your world, then you have to stop and say, what changed? Who have I met? Where have I been? And what was that odd moment that I felt something pass through me, or that word that I heard, or the thing that jumped on my stomach? I have literally seen something crawl on my bed, and you can see the mattress depress as it crawled on the bed.
Yes, I have the same thing. Like something was sitting right next to me. It was an indentation, like they were sitting right
yes.
there. And I asked it to leave.
Yes, 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 exactly. So the thing is that we're very powerful, and our words are equally so. And your words are wands. They pass, you pass, you use your words, and just like Barbara was talking earlier, and they work like wands in the air, and they bring about that which you wish to have. That's why thoughts, weaponized thoughts attack people, and that needs to stop. And you have to send it back to them. That's how I tell
yeah.
people. Yeah, you send it. It's the box of rattlesnakes that you didn't order that they sent. So you say, I send this back to thee. And I always do 3 times 3 times 3. I send the 3 and I bind it to you. Because that's not something that negative people should be sending out, lies and bad words and betrayal strategies and cheating and you know, how about the smear campaigns about you, smear campaigns about something you created? That those days are over. That has to go back to those people that created it. End of story.
Yeah. Amen to that.
I sent mine back and it worked.
It does work. It's amazing how it works.
What
but
about the red bracelet thing on your right wrist? Is this important?
Yeah, I don't, the Kabbalah? I don't know anything about that.
Mine came off. I haven't had it on lately. What about, we've had another person on talking about this Lakshmi. They even have their own website. Attract good fortune Hindu. Like we're supposed to pray and then the money will just come.
Oh.
Yeah. Lakshmi.
I don't know what that is. Huh. I don't know
nope.
what that is either.
Okay. So, because I mean, whatever Vanessa has done for me, given me advice, it all has come true. It has beyond what I can even say, okay? And worked. So that's why
good.
I asked about those two other things, because I don't want to worry about those. I want to follow what you're advice is, because it's working so far. So now I have
on
my
so
nice
far.
Grid, and then maybe you
You'll
can write
better.
Me a little prayer I could do, and I'll
yeah,
get that from you.
The one thing that I always recommend is that you can don't. When I was growing up, I went to church. It was always like you have to say the longest prayers in order to get anything you want, which that never sat right with me, and so. It doesn't take a lot. It's just, I always just ask my guides to tell me what to say or to communicate through me, and they help me. I have the greatest guides, though, and I know we all do have great guides. So I just say, the one thing I do is I make my statement, Barbara, and then I just put the word now at the end, always.
Okay.
That's the short side. Yeah.
So.
And I also
Vanessa.
Write it out. For yes.
Okay, because this is like a whole nother subject. Will you please
yes.
come back and talk to us about the things that we need to write down and
okay.
like looking deeper in. And another thing is, I think that I came in touch with my spirit guides, but I don't know for
yeah.
sure. And maybe talk to us about the spirit guide whole thing with that, because this is so interesting and so wonderful. And we can't get to it all in one show. So, will you please come back and soon?
Oh, I'd be honored.
Us about that?
I would be honored.
Oh,
I'd always
you.
Yes, that would be great.
So, I think we're about out of time, but thank you, Vanessa, for coming on. Thank you, Hope,
thank
for
you
calling
for having
in.
Me.
And,
well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Barbara, you want to do the shout-out?
Thank you so much, Vanessa. You've helped so many people. You're welcome, and you helped so many people. And B, we learned. We learned so much. I took notes.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and I'm excited for all the callers that you helped, too. And I'm sure we'll hear back from them. And thank you, Hope, for spending so much time with us. And we feel good that you're going to be on the right track now and control.
Yeah, I feel, everything's going to be amazing. And thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And thank you for your encouraging words. That means a lot to our show and Vanessa and Johnny. That makes us happy. So thank you. So
you guys all are a great team. Yeah.
Thank you. So
thank you. And I'll
set
to work right now and clear everybody.
And I have extra. Like, wow, look at all this extra stuff. I mean, she's so giving. So everybody go to fullsoulreadings.com if you would like to continue with our wonderful psychic medium, who is, our favorite, Vanessa Orr. Please go there and order your, you have to make a lot of more crystal boxes, Vanessa.
I know.
Because I have a feeling people are going to start calling and logging on and ordering from you. And if you would like to
do this
show.
And the doctor will send you one.
I don't feel like, Joni always thinks that. Vanessa, I don't feel like I'm talking to a doctor, but Johnny is like believing that. He feels that you're like a doctor. I don't really feel like that.
I love it. It makes
it's
my heart
so
sing.
Cool. Yeah. So, and then if you want to get the link to this show, it'll be on our Facebook page, Life, Laughter, Happiness, or on our YouTube channel momentarily. Johnny will have that posted. And don't forget to subscribe as well. And visit us on Twitter and Instagram. And thank you so much for listening.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You all have a good
thank
night.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed night.
Good night, Barbara.
Thank
night,
you,
Hope.
Johnny.
Good night
everybody.
Good night, Barbara. Good night,
thank
Hope.
Thank you.